Democrats are fighting a two-front war against free speech, and the state's Democrat attorneys general are launching investigations of global warming skeptics. In the Capitol, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island is leading a political jihad against them with vitriolic public denunciations of private citizens and firms from the Senate floor, reports National Review. Their crime? They funded think tanks, paid public relations firms, and developed and executed a massive campaign to spread their views. In other words, they engaged in politics Democrats oppose. The main targets here are Exxon and its money, and the Koch brothers and their activism. One of the biggest cheers at the DNC came in response to Senator Bernie Sanders' call to overturn Citizens United, in which the Supreme Court affirmed that the First Amendment forbids the government to censor a film critical of Hillary Rodham Clinton. This is a full court press to criminalize political dissent, beginning with climate change and energy policy. Global warming presents complex questions, not only scientific, but also economic and political. Let's say arguendo that climate alarmists are correct. The evidence is incontrovertible and the necessary policy responses are obvious. How unpopular does a dissenting political opinion have to be before it's illegal to express it? Ask the editors at National Review. They point out Exxon has, for the most part, taken the conventional line on the scientific questions, but takes policy views different from those of Democrats. According to Senator Whitehouse and his clan, this isn't debate, but fraud. Well, there's fraud here, all right, but it isn't Exxon's doing. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.